B-Pod Studios.
Okay!
You're on the air!
We're on the air!
It's about time.
It is a gorgeous Wednesday morning.
This is gonna be fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Can he be any more fun? I ask for the answers. Clearly no.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad it's Wednesday.
We've got a show to put on.
You know what time it is?
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. Things are getting better all the time. Now, it's a little early yet, but later today you should be able to go out and lick a flagpole again. It's going to get a little warmer. So I just thought I'd pass that along.
Wow.
This morning, okay?
I didn't know that was on your list of things
to do. Yeah,
that's
I got that check that off today. It's going to be in the 40s today.
Yeah, that'll be nice because the ice rink that is my driveway.
Yes.
I got stuck yesterday in my driveway.
Really?
Stuck in your own driveway. The first person I called, Brian Bell.
Yeah, did it work?
It did.
Obviously, because you're not still
What was
there.
The solution?
Well, I put it in a lower gear and rocked it back and forth, and I put a little salt sand behind the wheels.
Brilliant.
It worked. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just texted her back. I said, low gear, rock it wicked hard.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good to me.
You know, I bought a bunch of ice melt yesterday. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Like, every time you do sidewalk, it's like $10. I get it free from my town.
You do? Yeah, you do.
Do you really?
You have a giant salt lick.
Yeah. My town, you can just go down with a bucket and, you know, I take a 5-gallon bucket and bring it home.
That's pretty good.
Well, I got a couple of empty ones in the back of my car.
Good.
I'll fill them up.
Keep that in mind. Okay. Later
helping
this
everybody.
Morning, we'll just have everybody come by and bring buckets.
Sounds
and we'll
good.
Take care of you. Okay. Things we got coming up on the program today. We're going to talk to the trooper today. You know, the bet with the Kansas State trooper about the super.
Lock of hair, the weird thing.
Lock of hair and all that.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up at 6:40 this morning. Baseball Hall of Fame.
Sox didn't represent well.
No.
But,
no. But Mariano Rivera of, the Yankees, he was the first ever unanimous Hall of Famer to be. And I'm thinking, you know, who wouldn't vote for him?
Yeah, what you took
know?
So long? Either.
I know. Yeah. You know, and people like, who didn't vote for, like, Willie Mays or something like that? What more on the, you know, anyway, we'll talk. We'll probably chat with Bob Ryan about that tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we're going to help get you prepared for the Super Bowl, which is coming up a week from Sunday.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
I can tell you're already excited about that, actually.
Okay, of course you do. One of the most bizarre products I've ever seen on the market has been released. Used tissue. Have you seen the story yet?
No, I have not, but it makes me, like, gag just a little bit right
now. It's really, really weird, okay?
And disgusting.
Completely disgusting. And the missing girl found in Charlestown.
Oh, this is really
amazing.
Good news.
Yeah.
Terrible thing that happened, but I was so relieved for her family. It's very rare that sort of thing has a happy
good
ending like that.
Yeah. Okay, and once again, we'd like to remind you this morning, clean the top of your vehicle off. Kind of hit home yesterday.
Yeah, my grandson, Harv, his other grandma, Karen, terrific lady, she was driving on Route 107 over in Revere, and there was a tractor-trailer coming toward her. And before they passed, a bunch of ice flew off the top and smashed right through the windshield. Mm. I mean, really heavily damaged the hood of the car. Some of the glass fell in on her.
Oh, my
Luckily,
God.
Luckily, she didn't get hurt.
Nobody got hurt.
Did
okay.
the truck pull over?
No, I don't think the truck realized, to be quite honest.
Okay.
But it was scary.
Clean it off. It's nasty out there. And this is the day you're going to need a lot of windshield washer fluid.
Yeah.
Okay? Fill it up. And be careful out there.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So we're betting you're not this stupid.
You know, sometimes I watch television to feel superior. And
I understand.
When my streaming service is going to help me with that, I get psyched. And what was happening this weekend is everybody watched these documentaries on the Fire Festival. One was on Netflix, one was on Hulu. I did the Netflix one. I'll get to Hulu later. Basically, it's the same thing. A little background. Back in 2017, there was this festival that was down in the Bahamas that this guy, Billy McFarlane, a 28-year-old,
Entrepreneur.
He hooked up with Ja Rule, because who doesn't, and decided to have this huge influencer Coachella ripoff thing down in the Bahamas, promising everything like, you know, promising like these beautiful homes and the
luxury festival,
accommodation,
like gourmet food all the
time.
All
these influencers were invited to come to pay money to see it. All these millennials, all these with $12,000. Sight unseen. Just like plunk down the money. We're going to this music festival. It's going to be awesome because Kendall Jenner was in the promotional video and so was Bella Hadid. Supermodels. And so anyway, there's a little bit of this. You can listen to like sort of the hype around it. This is a clip from the show.
All these models like in the Bahamas.
The most insane festival the world has ever seen.
Island getaway turned disaster.
It became very barbaric.
American rapper Ja Rule is in the Bahamas with his business partner.
Billy McFarlane
is an amazing entrepreneur.
He can convince anyone of pretty much anything.
They just bought an island.
Pablo Escobar's island. Oh my gosh.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
We're going to throw a festival, yeah.
Desperate people do desperate things.
He was lying to investors and making it seem like we were making a ton of money when we weren't.
I mean, that's fraud.
They just couldn't physically fit that many people on the island.
The event's co-founder is facing up to 20 years in prison.
If you had thousands of dollars to go on a trip to see Blink 182, that's on you. That is Darwinism at its finest.
Oh, my God. So they were promised all these, like, private jets and things like that. They get there. It's school buses. They're in FEMA tents, not, like, with mattresses.
They didn't have water and stuff like that.
They didn't have water. There was a scene there where the guy...
tried to get some, right?
Tried to get some water from the customs agent and was... asked to take one for the team. I'm not going to fill you in on what he was prepared to do.
Oh,
didn't end up doing it, though. Just got the Evian. It was okay.
Must have been thirsty.
It was crazy. The non-existent beach houses, the luxury yurts were disaster tents. It started to rain. There was no food, no water.
Oh,
people were peeing in the tents. That was one... the worst thing. Now, the guy basically defrauded people out of, like, tens of millions of dollars. Billy McFarland is now serving 6 years in jail.
He's in spoiler
alert.
He's in jail.
Sorry. But anyway, everyone knew that.
In case you're wondering.
Ja Rule. Where is he on
this? Ja Rule's angry. He's angry about these documentaries.
Is he going to jail, too?
I don't know. He's not going to jail. But when you watch it, you're kind of like,
maybe you should be in there with him.
But it's just crazy what rich kids will spend their money on sight unseen. And that's what made me feel good about myself. I was like, maybe I'm not sitting on a private plane going to the Bahamas, but at least I'm not stupid.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Everybody's really, really, really excited because we have, I don't know if you've heard the news, but we do have a big football game coming up. And most people refer to it as the Super Bowl. Okay. And this will be the night trip to the Super Bowl for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
It's
and
crazy.
It's kind of unprecedented, unheard of. And so, you know, the hype that comes up around the Super Bowl usually starts with the playoff games for the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship. So they usually, you know, the mayors a lot of times will do bets. Like the mayor boss will say, okay, we'll send you some chowder.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this on Friday. Yep. The weirdest bet I think I've ever seen between a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper and one of our fine Massachusetts state troopers.
That would
it
be
got weird.
Trooper,
got
trooper
weird.
Fitch. Trooper Fitch is
on the line
with us this morning. Good morning, Trooper Fitch. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, thank God we won that game, and you don't have to cut a lock of your hair off to send to this guy.
I'll tell you, I was stressing about it. I was definitely stressing.
Really, I can understand.
I was thinking about your hair during that game. Is that weird?
That's weird.
Well, I was too. So yeah. Thank you.
Well, here's a quick recap of the terms of the bet you had with
terms of the bet. Here we go.
If I lose, I'll wear a Patriots shirt, jersey, uniform, whatever it is. In addition, I'll cut a lock of my hair and I'll mail it to you. If you lose, you wear that amazing red Chiefs logo shirt jersey. And you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there, and you mail it to me as a trophy.
Okay, now what's wrong with this guy? I don't completely understand this.
Have you been in contact with Trooper Ben?
We have been going back and forth. He did say that, you know, he will come to the terms of the agreement. As you heard from my response to him, I told him I do not want his DNA sent to me.
Yeah, I know.
What's the deal with him in the hair?
He says it's a thing, I guess.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Is there any way you can open some sort of like investigation into like what he's got in his basement?
Yeah. If it's a thing, that tells me that it's been done at least a couple of times.
Yeah. Are you sure he's a trooper?
Which he is, and I know he's won a bet before with another trooper from another state.
Yeah.
And they actually have a lock of hair that's framed.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Framed?
It's in their museum. It's in the Kansas Highway Patrol Museum.
Okay.
So
wow.
It's a little weird for me, but
yeah.
Okay, now see,
glad we won and we're on top. So that's
He's a Kansas trooper as opposed to a Missouri trooper because they're right across. You know, it's Kansas City, right there, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri.
Correct. Okay.
Weird.
Okay, very strange.
It's all weird.
Now, which barracks you with?
I'm out of headquarters in Framingham.
Oh, at headquarters. Okay. Oh, right on Route 9 there, right?
I sped right past there.
Yep. Hey, and even though you won the bet, you know, we could give a safety announcement to clear off your roof,
right?
After the storm, you've seen on social media, I'm sure, that's one of our biggest pet peeves with snow and ice flying off of vehicles. So, yes, I would definitely say clear the snow before you go, including off your roof of your vehicle, because that's the most dangerous part when it flies up at 60 miles an hour and hits the car behind you.
Damn.
Are you going to bet for the Super Bowl?
The chips, the California Highway Patrol?
Yeah.
After this ordeal, I'm almost thinking I should initiate it just so nothing weird comes out of it.
Exactly.
I think you're right about
that.
Okay,
true.
Now what are you going to have this trooper in Kansas? What are you going to have him wear in anyway? Maybe a Brady jersey or something like that?
Well, we left that up to him only because it's on him to get the swag to wear for the, do his safety message there. But as long as it's Patriots, I'm happy with it. I'd like to see TB12, but anything Patriots, I'm good with.
I just hope he doesn't send you too much hair.
Okay, yeah. I'd have that hair tested. Okay, listen, hey, well, Trooper Fitch, have yourself a great day. Thanks a million.
You as well.
And go Pats.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay,
Trooper.
You bet.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WRO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, the Olivia Ambrose story was an amazing story yesterday, and finally a story that had a happy ending to it. But man, oh man.
Relief, that she was found
alive.
And the circumstances around it, just sort of the police going door to door to door and just knocking on people's doors because they found her phone pinged in the area of Charlestown in that complex. And I just can't imagine how afraid her parents were, how afraid she was, and what was going through their minds when she was found. And this is her mom, Heather, talking to Channel 5 last night about Olivia coming home.
We are beyond happy to have Livy home. It's amazing. And the Boston Police Department were incredible, as were the MBTA, the Transit Police. Everybody. And they couldn't have done more, and we just want to say thank you.
What was your reaction when you got that call today?
Well, there was a lot of screaming, and it was just great. Great. You can't describe it, really, but just huge relief, obviously.
What was that moment like when you saw your daughter today?
Oh, I don't know. How can I describe it? It was great. She just looked like Livy. She's very strong, and she's doing okay. You know, it's going to be a process. But we're through it, and we're grateful, and we know that many times the outcome isn't this.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, as a parent, my daughters will be 22 and 23.
Right.
And they go out, and they go to the city, and they go into clubs. Yep. And I was sick to my stomach. My wife, as most parents are, as anybody, would be watching it happen, because good kids, they go out, and bad things happen sometimes. And you just can't control the environment around you all the time.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I'm curious, too, because part of this was she was celebrating her new apartment in, like, JP.
Yep,
she got a new job, so she's moving to the city for the first time, moving out of her parents' house. And then this is
how
it starts. I hope she is all right and she can,
get past that.
Move on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, I mean, it's scary. And it's scary to think that the most important thing you can have on you at all times now is your phone. I didn't realize that you could ping. I didn't realize how it worked.
I guess there's technology that you and I won't have, if the location services were turned off on your phone.
Yeah.
First thing I did yesterday was text my wife and my daughters, make sure your location services, like my kids would always think like, you know, I'm not going to do that because you'll always want to know where I am.
Yeah, sure.
True,
of course.
True.
Yeah,
that's one of my daughters, I won't name her, wouldn't turn it on. The other would.
Yes.
The other one turned it on yesterday. And I guess there are other ways, but to have your phone location turned on does help.
Yeah, once it gets to the point where the authorities are looking, they have ways to track.
They have,
exactly.
And really, the cameras on the tee, I mean,
yes,
that was amazing.
Unbelievable.
That.
The cameras were fantastic.
Yeah, really good. I was stunned because usually those, you know, surveillance videos are terrible.
Hey, even the surrounding, even the surrounding businesses, because remember, initially, she had left with another guy who had been thrown out of the bar.
Right.
Yes.
Well, he wasn't a suspect, but because of the surrounding business cameras, they also had a direct idea of what direction she was headed in.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's you're so young and, this is an unbelievable thing that happened to her. And I'm so thrilled that it has this ending and I'm so happy for her family.
We talked about
back home.
Charging the phone, right, Brian? You're always
charge your phone.
I mean, my son's 9 and has his little iPod and I'm always like,
right.
When I need to find the phone around the house, I ping it,
and
it's always dead. I'm like, buddy, when your phone is dead, plug it in. Charge it up. Keep your phone charged so we can find it.
Oh, God.
I just bought one of those small little credit card-sized chargers that will charge 4 laptops so my daughter will have it with her.
Yep, at all times.
So she went back to college. I found it right on the counter where I left it for.
Of course you did. Okay, so we're really, really happy for the entire
great job. You know what? The great job, all the law enforcement.
All the authorities, they did a fantastic job.
And they actually thank the media and social media users.
Yep.
For their part in this. So.
Hey, finally, social media doing something good.
There you go. Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are $3 Deweys enjoying a couple of tall, frosty brews. Across the room, a man is sitting alone in a drunken stupor when we hear...
Well, say, Effie.
Yeah?
I notice you keep looking across the room at that fella sitting there in a drunken stupor. Do you know him?
Of course I do. That's my ex-husband, Limpy Spudweiler. He's been drinking like that ever since I walked out on him 15 years ago.
Wow, that's pretty hard to believe.
What's hard to believe?
It's hard to believe anybody could celebrate that long.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Super Bowl is right around the corner. It's a week from Sunday, and the hype is already starting for the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, that's all I'm in it for, really. I mean, of course, I'll watch a little bit. Tom Brady doing his thing, but the commercials are really exciting. And this one is the strangest, I think. Taste the Rainbow. Skittles has done something a little strange. They have they've hired Michael C. Hall, Dexter... to perform a Broadway musical during the Super Bowl. Here's a little, tease commercial.
Michael, last week you expressed some anxiety about starring in Skittles commercial, the Broadway musical.
Yes, I have been having some doubts. I mean, I don't really do ads.
Well, it would be stressful to be seen by millions of people in the big game.
No, just to be clear, the ad won't be on the actual game. People will buy tickets and watch it live in a theater.
You have to buy a ticket? To see an ad.
Yeah, it's a real Broadway show.
Huh, fun.
Can I chime in here? Because I think I could provide some clarity.
Who Please. Are you? How'd you get in here?
Great questions. I'm the living manifestation of your anxieties.
Yeah, okay. Well, I would have a little bit of anxiety about this, too. So here's the deal. They're selling tickets, or they've sold all the tickets to the 1 p.m. show.
And it's
on
only
Broadway.
One show, right?
One show, and it's at 1 o'clock. It's sold out. It's on Broadway. It stars Michael C. Hall and a bunch of other Broadway actors and musicians. Michael C. Hall actually was in Kinky Boots, too, so he's like a good singer and performer. Jazz hands the whole
so
bit.
So creepy sound.
I'm very excited. I wish I could get a ticket to this, but my theory is
then you can make it home in time for the game.
I know. My theory is that they're going to film it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to show the commercial during the Super Bowl because it's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, there's plenty of time to turn
something
around.
They're going to film it the same day, the morning or the afternoon before the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl doesn't really start. I think kickoff's like 6:40 or something
like that. And see how brilliant Skittles is? It's 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, and I'm thinking about Skittles.
But Skittles, you know.
Which are good.
Well, yeah, but the commercial that they're running now is really freaks me out anyway.
Which one?
That's the one where the kids
Skittle
stand,
box?
Yeah, Skittle
I
box.
I love that one.
He's got the Skittles, you know, stuck to his face, and the girl comes up, and she picks one off and eats it. And I'm thinking, that reminds me of maybe like a...
Dr. Pill Popper?
Yeah.
Dr. Pill Popper.
That's totally
different.
Dr. Pill Popper. And I'm going, man, that is disgusting.
Yeah, is it contagious?
Yeah, I know. Hey, speaking of candy, I have some bad news this Valentine's Day. Because Necco closed, no more little conversation hearts, the candy hearts.
Oh. Get
and out. If you do find them, that means they're a year old.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good news.
But they won't taste any different. That's the
still
thing.
Still
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, the studio is filled with dove tears.
Yes, exactly. You know, all right, 7:45 Dirty Laundry brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. What is Anne Hathaway giving up for 18 years being insufferable? No, I'm just kidding. I do like her.
So cute.
Cheap shot.
But first, it's been 20 years since The Sopranos premiered on HBO, and I guess they're going to have a new movie. It's prequel, because that's what it's all about these days, The Sopranos, called The Many Saints of Newark. And it features a young Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, who died of a heart attack in 2013 at the age of 51.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still not over it. I loved him so much. Who's going to replace him? Who's going to be the perfect person to play? Because he's so iconic, so great.
Yeah.
Well, they tried out a bunch of actors, and guess who got the role? His son, Michael.
Really?
Who's 19 years old. He's going to play the young Tony Soprano.
Michael,
really
keep it in the family.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I was looking up his credentials, and he's been in The Deuce, and but he was in Ocean's 8. Did you see that yet with Sandra Bullock? It's like the
I saw it.
Heist thing. He plays the busboy who gets yelled at by one of the characters in that thing. But I remember him. It stood out. I'm very happy for Michael. So that's really good.
My God, he's only 19.
Okay, so that means...
He was in Italy when his dad died. They were on vacation together.
They were together at the time, right?
So,
yeah, okay.
So
that's 6 years ago.
I want to know who's going to play Paulie Walnut as a kid and what his hair is going to look like.
I imagine what can that be like.
Wow, just looking at this kid. He's got his dad's nose. It's very,
it's really cool. Okay, Oscar buzz. Jimmy Kimmel was talking about how there's going to be maybe no host this year. This is what he had to say.
It's happened before.
According to Variety, and I didn't realize this, but they said there will be no Oscar host this year. They've decided to go hostless. I guess whoever it was that hosted last year did such a great job that they're...
That would have been him.
The only thing worse than being replaced by a robot is being replaced by nothing.
Exactly. Okay, so a couple of things. The Oscars nominations were announced yesterday. Bradley Cooper was nominated for Best Actor. A Star is Born was nominated for Best Picture, but he was left out of the Best Director category, which is kind of sad for him. But it's okay. He'll live.
I'm upset about a snub.
I know you are.
What?
Mr. Rogers, the documentary about him, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yep. It got nothing.
Has won awards everywhere, was not nominated.
Spectacular documentary.
The Academy, a bunch of monsters.
They are.
I mean, I don't get it. But I am happy about Melissa McCarthy. Black Panther's the first superhero picture to be nominated for Best Picture, so that's kind of fun. Little just trivia for you today.
Okay.
All right, what is Anne Hathaway going to give up for 18 years? I do like Anne Hathaway.
What's she going to give up?
she's going to give up drinking for the next 18 years. I like how she has a hard, like, end. Wow.
That's a...
one party, though.
That's
the end,
a serious commitment.
Apparently, is this court mandated?
Nope. This is because she's in a movie called Serenity with Matthew McConaughey, and apparently Matthew McConaughey and his wife and Anne went out one night, and you know how that probably
working
ended.
With Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Oh. And she had to go meet with the director the next day, and she was super crazy, hungover. And it was, like, bad. And then she said she quit drinking back in October. I'm going to stop drinking while my son is living in my house. That's when I start drinking. just because I don't totally love the way I do it. And he's getting to an age where he really does need me at time all the time in the morning. Don't they always? Like, I mean, what kind of life do you have? I did one school run where I dropped him off at school and I wasn't driving, but I was hungover and that was enough for me. I didn't love that one. Well, yeah, if you're, you know, if that's what it takes, that's good for you. Good for her. I think that that's an amazing thing to undertake. God love you, honey. Does anybody have a glass of wine? I can have.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We have spent the past few minutes pumping ourselves up, getting ready to try to give away $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
Woo!
Yes, it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. This is a challenging game, and we have a person on the line we think can meet the challenge this morning. His name is Gerald Diaz. Gerald is from Saugus, Massachusetts, where he is a milkman.
Wow.
I believe, let me just check and make sure, I believe that this is the first time we've ever had a milkman on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Yes, this is the first time.
Yeah.
Really?
Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Do a lot of kids in the neighborhood look like you?
Oh, wow.
I'm just checking.
Wow.
A milkman, Gerald, has a rep, you know?
Ignore her. That is not one of the questions.
I think she's hitting on you, Gerald.
That is not one of the questions in Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Okay. Are you finding any, you know, politically correct pressure to refer to yourself as a milk person?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, good. Okay. Just checking.
All right.
Now, Gerald, here's what's going to happen. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. This is going to be in a time frame of 60 seconds. There's going to be a buzzer at the end to indicate that the time has expired. If you can get all the answers correct within the 60 seconds, you get $1,000 from Century Bank. Now, remember, you can skip a question any time. Don't skip too many, because if you run out of time before you can come back and pick up the questions, it's over. So, are you prepared to play?
I hope this isn't an utter disappointment, Gerald.
Don't start with me.
With
me.
I'm ready.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is Gronk's first name?
Robert.
What is deliberately not in a mocktail?
In a what?
In a mocktail.
Alcohol.
Spell weird.
W-E-I-R-D.
Law & Order's SVU's Mariska Hargitay is the daughter of what famous blonde actress?
Pass.
What Neil Diamond song is played at Fenway?
Sweet Caroline.
The Cavaliers are the worst team in the NBA right now, true or false?
True.
Who was the first female Secretary of State?
Condoleezza Rice.
Which Harry Potter character is part giant?
Hagrid.
How many Great Lakes are there?
Four.
Who plays the guitar introduction to Michael Jackson's hit Black or White?
George Michael.
Law & Order's SVU's Mariska Hargitay is the daughter of what famous blonde actress?
Oh, Josh Acapulco. I have no idea.
Okay.
Hey, you got through them all.
You got through them all.
Really well done.
You did an extremely good job. You had six of those correct. You know, it was really, I think, a very strong showing.
Very
there,
good
okay?
job.
Yes. Would you review for us,
okay,
please?
Law & Order SVU's Mariska Hargitay is the daughter of Jane Mansfield.
Okay.
The first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
Madeleine Albright.
Yeah. How many Great Lakes are there? Close. There are five. Mm-hmm. And who plays the guitar introduction to Michael Jackson's hit Black or White? Slash.
Slash.
Oh, that was pretty good.
You did a really good job, and we have a great consolation prize for you.
I love this prize. You like music?
I love music.
You're going to love this. You're going to see, you got two tickets to see Santana with the Doobie Brothers live in concert August 20th, Xfinity Center. This
That's
is going
amazing.
To be, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic show.
Gerald,
I just saw the Doobie Brothers. I'm ready to see them again.
All right.
Cool. Hey,
good thing we didn't have cream tickets for him.
That's right.
Oh my God, stop it!
Really?
What?
I mean, seriously.
Milkman.
Okay, okay.
That would have been music to his ears.
Yes, it would. Oh, come on, come on.
What?
No,
all
right. I can't take it.
Okay, stop. Hey, Jill, have a great day. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
You bet. Everybody else, you think you can do better than Gerald? I freaking doubt it. But you got to register. Log on to WRR.com and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
We got your 80s and more. This is Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. You know, the Marie Kondo thing is having a profound effect on all of America.
It really is.
This is really...
Everywhere I go, I overhear conversations about how, oh, I was organizing this weekend. Have you seen that? Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix. It's constant. And we are like a week and a half in now to Kondoizing the crap out of our closets. And so first we started with... I started with clothes and things like that. Now I've moved on to books. Now, do you know this theory about books?
Yeah, and we did our kitchen this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, Netflix timed this perfectly.
Yeah, because everyone's indoors.
Because everyone's trapped inside.
Yeah.
What do you have to do with your books?
So what you have to do with your books is you have to tap on them and wake them up because there is a spirit within them.
What?
And then you find out if the book brings you joy. I threw all of my Weight Watchers books.
Okay. Like, do you actually, do you do that mentally or are you actually taking the book out, physically tapping on it, and then waiting for a reaction?
You don't have to tap on all the books. You just kind of tap around, the books.
Physically, you do that?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's because she's all about the spirit of what you're getting rid of and what you want to keep. It's about keeping things that spark joy, that make you happy, that don't make you miserable. Hence why I got rid of my diet books. But also...
But what if you, spark joy? You've read it. You don't need it anymore.
Well, that's a good example.
Why are you hanging on to it then?
Because sometimes you do, and
because
sometimes
you're a hoarder.
You don't. No. Sometimes you hang on to the book because it brings you joy. You remember reading it. It's a book that you reference often. Other times, I say, I loved that book, but somebody else should read it. Somebody else should have the opportunity to read it. So that's when you donate it. And so we got rid of, no joke, 3 giant bins of books, and we had gone through this before last year, so we're like really whittling it down. It's pretty good.
Now, can I have a question about the clothes? When you condo your clothes, is that a folding method?
Well, first, so what you do is this. You take all of your clothes out of every single drawer and closet, and you pile it on the bed, and you go through each one, and you say, dude, does it spark joy? And if it doesn't, then you say, thank you for letting me wear you, and then you put it aside.
Yeah. When I came home on Saturday, I walked in the house, and our entire kitchen, everything was out of every cabinet, and it was all on the kitchen table. I'm like,
really?
What's going on?
Yeah. You've been condoed.
And I slowly backed out of the room.
This can't be good.
It really, I have to tell you, I'm a cynic when it comes to this stuff, but I really enjoy watching this woman and her concept of when you surround yourself with a minimal amount of things that bring you happiness, it's great. Clutter can really cause a lot of stress.
Yeah, I agree with that. Clutter can cause stress.
I agree.
You know, and so when you get rid of it and when you acknowledge, I like this for a little bit, but now I don't like it anymore, that's okay.
Hey, I haven't even seen one episode of this, but everybody talking about it. Actually, I cleaned my closet out this past weekend, and it was amazing. I couldn't believe it when I took everything out of the closet, and I ended up, I got rid of 2 suits, 4 sport coats, 21 pair of trousers, and...
Ooh, I have a feeling there were a lot of pleats in there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, I have found trousers that I know that I haven't worn for 15 years.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's been at least 15 years since I had a pair of pants.
Did you get rid of any slacks?
With pleats on it. Yeah, I got rid of the trousers, I got rid of the slacks and the pants.
Doesn't it make you feel lighter, a little bit airier, you just feel like you're not, I don't know.
I got more room to hang up stuff without wrinkling it.
You know the thing about Lauren's condo, his closet, though, is he can back his SUV into it.
Right, that's true.
Load it up and then drive it away.
I just keep my clothes in the garage.
The good news is, Hank, that, as Lauren said, because everyone's donating all these things, Goodwill is going to be off the hook in a month.
I might need to buy a bigger vehicle.
You are going to have to. But boy, is Hank's house going to be full of stuff.
Benefits.
That's right.
Okay, it's going to be supply and demand, and Hank is demanding the goods.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 1057-WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
We believe that it's now time to give you your mandatory every morning a Super Bowl update, because when you get to work today, everybody's going to be talking about the Super Bowl, so you have to feel like you know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yes, it's a public service.
It's a public service we're doing for all of the Pats fans and the wannabe Pats fans. So the deal is the odds now. The Pats are favorites for the Super Bowl. What are we?
Three points. They started out as underdogs. Then it went 1.5, 2.5. Now it's 3 points because people are putting so much money on the Patriots.
Amazing.
I got to call Charlie Baker, see who he's betting on.
That's right. Okay, do you think he's going to do one of those? Probably not.
No, legal sport betting. Yes, joke right. There.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so, and then the a couple other things here. It's maybe this year it's actually going to be cheaper for you to eat at the Super Bowl than it is for you to eat at home. As a matter of fact, they have guaranteed at the stadium down there is a fabulous, unbelievable stadium, Mercedes-Benz
Stadium.
Yeah, and they said $2 hot dogs, $5 beers, and things like that. They will not jack the prices for the Super Bowl.
Really?
$1,400 to park.
Oh, that's the problem.
Chick-fil-A is going to be closed, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
closed. Because it's a Sunday.
Okay.
See, I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's my
favorite. Wow. Simply amazing. Okay, now on the flip side, the people who are really upset about not going to the Super Bowl, of course, are the people in New Orleans because of the play. The non-call play was in the championship game for the NFC against the Rams. But they're not giving up. Nope, there's a petition now, and they want to get 1 million signatures on the petition to force the NFL to go back and replay the game this coming Saturday. Like, that's going to happen. How many signatures are we up to?
Yeah, they're up to 688,000 signatures.
Since last night.
I mean, you know, that is a pretty bad call, but there was still, it's not like it was the final call of the game.
One bad call does not cost you a game.
You know, you're right, but it was an egregious call.
It was, no question.
You know, and these are supposedly, by the way, the best officiating crew in the NFL gets to do the playoff games and the championship game. Kind of makes you wonder how the bad...
You know what the funny thing is the average age of the NFL referee is 51 years old.
That's true.
I'm 52 years old. I need glasses to see 18 inches.
I see. Well, maybe that's
why you're not a ref.
How are they supposed to see across the field?
Okay. Well, you're going to have to qualify to become a referee. Okay, now here's the other thing. The legal system in New Orleans is now going to attempt to force the NFL to have the game replayed. Really? A Louisiana lawyer who refers to himself as the strong arm of the law is filing a lawsuit against the NFL.
Wow.
So, you know, there's something about Louisiana lawyer, and I don't know, is that a synonym for flim-flam man?
I don't know, but I bet he sweats a lot.
Probably,
yeah. Sounds like somebody out of a Grisham novel.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go. That's kind of your up-to-the-minute update here.
Now, look at here, Mr. Goodell.
Your Honor, I'm telling you, Your Honor, that's not going to happen in this court of law. Thank you very much.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.